Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Nurse, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jeffrey Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Karen Vance.
You to answer your behavior questions, your training questions, and if you have those agility questions, pick up the phone and give us a call at 844-305-7800. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Jayla, and she'll put you on the air with us. 844-305-7800. The show is produced here at the farm by...
This is Philip Staub.
And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And voted the best cat treat by People Magazine, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy tureen. I'll tell you, your cats are going to love it. It's free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. You can find it in pet stores. You can find it online like Vitacraft.us. Or you can find it at all your Walmart stores. So check it out, Vitacraft. Also, Pearl's Premium Ultra Low Maintenance Lawn Seed. The best lawn seed you can find that's people-friendly and pet-friendly. You don't even have to use chemicals on it. And you can get a 10% discount if you put the word PETS, P-E-T-S, in the promo box at pearlspremium.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Great. So she's retired now. She's out in California. She's relaxing. She got a job at a place called Paws. It's like a dog rescue. She's happy there. We're all big dog people in our family. My mom's a huge dog person. She sends me articles about dogs. Signs me up for stuff. Like randomly one day I just start getting emails and pictures of Basset Hounds. I was like, what is this? A week later I was talking to my mom. She's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. I signed you up for the Daily Drool. So... just Bassets. I thought you'd like it. And I kind of do like it, but still. Still throw my email out there to everybody. Collecting my data. Big dog. She sends me articles about dogs. I didn't know this. There's science out now. I read this article she sent me. They say dogs don't just pee on stuff to mark their territory. They're actually, like, getting messages from other dogs by smelling their pee. Their sense of smell is that strong they can interpret information about the other dogs. Like, if it's stressed out, if it's ready to mate. Basically, fire hydrants are like Facebook feeds for dogs. Like, I just got neutered, frowny face. They hide medicine and cheese, pass it on. There's some dog people I can tell in here. People, the dog people always laugh at that. Where are the dog people at out here? Yeah. Yeah. A lot of you. That's good, yeah. That's a funny trick the dogs can do. Almost all the dogs can do this. You can hide their medicine in, like, bread or even peanut butter. They'll eat everything around it, and then out comes the pill on the kitchen floor. Still dry. Like, how'd you do that? Teach me magic, dog.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 844-305-7800. Again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
And I'm Philip Staub.
No, no, no. Don't try any of that cow hypnosis on me.
You know, it's funny, though, because it's like I feel like with my cat, Shadow, she, like, is using hypnosis on me. She will sit on that floor and stare at me, which she's doing right now again.
I can see how you would think that with her.
Like, well, that's how they communicate with their eyes.
Yeah, and she doesn't go away. She's like, feed me. Either that or play with my booty. Mm-hmm. She loves her booty shaked.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, she likes Vitacraft treats, too. I mean, she'll do anything for those. But it is kind of cool, though, because you ever see when you give your dog a pill? It's so true. I mean, you give them the pill comes back up somewhere, but everything else is gone. It's amazing how they do that. Yeah. I had a cat once that I would give a pill, and you have to watch your cats.
I'm very concerned that someday that might happen, but I've already got a dog that's spitting out the chewable stuff. So.
Well, this cat used to take the pill almost like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
Yes.
But would put it in her mouth. And I would check. I could not see it anywhere, so I assumed it went down. But then all of a sudden, I went to one day, which is very rare, I went to vacuum behind the couch, pulled away from the wall. And what was there in piles? The pills.
Little pills. Mm.
Yeah. She would take them and she would hide them, like as if I wasn't eventually going to find them. So
she doesn't know where you look, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
I usually don't look behind the couch.
She knows where you don't look.
Yeah. She knew where they wouldn't be found, and then she got caught.
Her other stuff. Yeah. Her other lost toys.
I remember being a kid, too, because we always had dogs and cats in our house when I was growing up. And
lucky guy.
My mom and dad would not let... Like there
were five, we were not allowed to have animals.
We had five siblings. We had I had four brothers, or three brothers, myself, and then my sister. And my sister, you know, just passed from cancer. But when we were growing up, we had to sit. We had a big country kitchen, and we ate dinner at the big table that was in the country kitchen. And we would sit there. My mom and my dad, especially my dad, he was like, "You are not leaving this table unless you eat everything on your plate." And I was so happy we had a dog because I would be like acting like I was eating, but I would just like scoop it up.
I wouldn't have had to eat those cold green eggs that the jelly fell into. My father would come get me on the way to school. He would come get me and bring me back home and make me eat it.
Wow.
And then I had to walk to school.
Yours is worse than mine. I mean, I used to feed my dog. The cat never wanted it, but the dog, she would sit on the table. And you could always see, like, when you go to visit, say you're going to dinner at a friend's house or something, it's like, oh, a newbie. Let me just stare this person down and see if they'll give me something. So it's either the dog's testing you or the cat, or when you talk to your friends, they're like, oh, we don't give our pets table scraps, which you shouldn't.
Oh, you can tell.
But they do.
You can tell.
Yeah, because the dog gives it away.
Yes.
Sits absolutely there at that table just waiting for something to drop.
Either deliberate or it could be a toddler where it was an accident.
Yeah.
You know, you might be dropping food because you're just a klutz.
That's
you know?
The best vacuum sometimes when you have a kid.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the kid's sitting there in a high chair eating and everything ends up on the floor. So the little vacuum snout comes along.
You've seen the commercial where the guy steps out to get the wipes and he comes back and the dog is taking care of the baby's face. And he's like, that works for me.
it's pretty amazing, actually, some of the things that animals do. I mean, and then sometimes if you break something in the house as a kid, you blame it on the dog. Well, the dog's tail knocked it over.
Couldn't get away with that either, could I?
No, the house burned down. No, I wasn't playing with matches. It was the dog hit the candle that was on the table that you left there. So you always come up with something.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We couldn't light candles unless it was a birthday, and then just for the birthday, we put them out.
Oh, I admit, I was a little fire torch in my yard once in a while when I was a kid.
But, you know, things are so different back then. You know, you had to make up things and fantasies for yourself as a child. Now it's like, you know, laptops, and they have their own cell phones. But I have to admit, a lot of them are going to soccer or basketball or baseball. And, you know, growing up when we were kids, we didn't have teams like that. That kind of didn't exist.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't. We didn't have any. Well, I went to a private school, so maybe, I don't know. Maybe that was why.
My brother was in Little League, but I danced instead, so, and Girl Scouts, so I was busy.
I had Scouts.
Just, you know.
I was a Scout.
Well, clearly you're an American.
I was a Scout. My brothers made it to, they became Eagle Scouts. I made it.
Wow,
that's
impressive.
Yeah, I became a star and I quit. I was like, that's what I've always wanted, my star. So I got to the level of star and I was like, I'm done.
All you need to be is a star, right?
Yeah, yeah. I remember there was one time, here I am, this little kid, and we went to camp. And I loved camp because we were able to fish, and then we got merit badges and stuff like that. And hopefully I won't say the word, but there was one time we were all lined up, and it was initiation day at camp. And here, I don't know how old I was, maybe 9. And so they had us blindfolded. And then the one camp guy or whatever said, this is what you have to do, and dot, dot, dot. And if you don't do it, we're going to make you eat worms. And I used the bomb word. I was like, that I will not. And here I am, this little kid. I got in so much trouble.
Oh.
I was in trouble with the camp. I was in trouble with my parents. It was like, where'd you get that word from? I was like,
to act like you've never heard that.
Yeah, it's like, but kids these days, they know so much more than we did when we were kids. 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800. When we come back, we've got a story, as well as we're going to play the liar game. And if you could tell us which one of us is lying, you can win a prize. So stay tuned for that. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 844-305-7800. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live. That's at Talkin' Pets Radio, at Talkin' Pets Radio. So watch us there, say hi, and we'll talk to you very soon. We'll be right back with more of Talkin' Pets.
On you to thank for breaking my heart and breaking the bank.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back line, across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgwick today. We're like millions of people across
the
country.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April.
Guest created and
stars
we've
been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check
joining
it out on
right
our website,
Rick Harrison. Hi, Rick. How are you? Welcome to the show.
It's so much more than just a weight loss product.
I love the show, but
we're not talking about a quick fix type product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants.
Talk about
our number one ingredient
today,
is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
This right,
is
like and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJD code for free shipping as well. DJD code at toploss.com. And the Get Set contest. That's how it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
You're
one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Because it's always been a family show.
Yeah.
I've never made a show that I wouldn't want to watch with my kids, or I'd be embarrassed for my mom to watch.
Well, I'll tell you something. You hit it right on the nose. My son, my youngest son, who's like 43 years old, when he went to Vegas, I said, did you go see, you know, a show at the MGM Grand? Did you go to Celine Dion show? He said, Dad, I just went to the pawn shop. I didn't care about those other things. Who the heck cares about those other things? But it's such a great combination. You could do that show and not have the chemistry that you guys have. I mean, that is the hook.
Yeah, I guess, like I say, it's comfort food television, okay? It's, I think people love to learn, and they just don't like to learn from a professor looking down his nose at
right.
you. They like to learn from, like, your uncle, and I make sure people laugh a little bit when they're learning, and it's just a great experience, and that's why, people can sit there, It's the best rerun numbers of any show on cable. I mean, because people can just sit there for an hour or two and watch the show and, just have a good time the entire time. And young people don't even realize they're learning something.
Yeah, and I'm always of the theory that if you teach somebody through entertainment, they'll learn better than if you sit them down and say, let me tell you what this is all about. But I tell you the one thing that I really respect what you do and how it conveys to the audience. That is, a lot of times when you hear a joke, someone starts to tell you, I heard that. You could watch the reruns knowing exactly what's going to happen, exactly what you're going to turn it down or buy it, and still watch it like it was the first time. That is a unique capability.
It's weird because I didn't know you had. Everyone always told me I was a great storyteller. It just turns out I guess I am.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works. I know you got 500 episodes, which is sensational. You're starting a brand new season here, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I miss your dad. What a guy.
He was an amazing guy. He was 20 years in the Navy. He loved this country like no tomorrow. He was an amazing father. I was really, really blessed by having him as my dad.
And I love the fact that he liked those big cars because it reminded me of my father, too. Rick, you told me one time that you are a huge history buff, especially American history, and some knowledge about American presidents, which I am a kind of student of myself. I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home. Everything, including the Resolute Desk. But you have a great story about George Washington.
My personally think is one of the most amazing men in the history of the world. He was just a fascinating guy and like the most moral person the world has ever seen. And there's just so many weird little facts about him people don't know. Like, he was the richest man in the United States.
I didn't know that.
He was literally, if you go by percentage of GDP of his net worth when he died, he was worth $25
billion. No kidding. And I'm talking about me being a presidential historian. I didn't know that. That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, he was a brilliant land speculator because, when he was young, he was a surveyor.
Yeah.
So he would buy large tracts of land and subdivide them. And he knew exactly who should get what. what he should sell certain parts of land for. And he had so much land when he died, he was he's worth approximately worth $1 billion in gold coin.
You're thinking about real teeth with all that money. I mean, why go for balsa wood when you could have porcelain? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, his teeth only had, there was probably, the only wood in them was a few dowels.
Oh, okay.
No, the rest of it was carved animal teeth and gold and some porcelain, I believe. Really don't know because his teeth were stolen years ago.
Did you think that when you got into this pawn business that you were going to be such an authority on history? I mean, you had a pretty good gig before you went into business with your dad, making a couple $1,000s a week as a fake Gucci salesperson.
Yeah, that pops up. I did that when I was like 16 years old. I mean, I had a lot of health issues when I was a kid. There'd be times where I couldn't walk for over a week.
Really?
And, my dad's in Vietnam. My mom's trying to sell real estate at the side. We didn't have a lot of money. And back in the 70s, there was nothing on TV for a kid to watch during the day. So, my mom would go to the library and give me books.
Wow.
And, I fell in love with history when I was like 8 years old and, been reading ever since.
Boy, and I tell you something, you know your stuff when it comes to looking at that artifacts that people bring in. Are you from Las Vegas, Rick?
No, I was born in North Carolina. You know, my dad was in the Navy, so I ended up growing up in San Diego, and we moved to Vegas in 81. People in this country just need to learn more about American history, and just figuring out fun ways to do it is absolutely great.
Well, I think that very necessary in today's society. You know, we watch things that are on TV today, even in politics, but I'm always of the assumption that, you know, if you don't know history, you're going to make the mistakes over and over and over again, and, you know, you're going to make enough by yourself, let alone not knowing what happened in the past. My father used to tell me, you'll never buy more than one convertible. Well, it took me about eight. It took me about eight to prove them right. But, you know, you got to learn these things. But if you know history, you can kind of, you know, judge what you're going to do in the future by the mistakes of the past.
If you understand the American history and how this country was formed and how amazing the men were who did it, you know, because remember, if we weren't successful, they would have all been hung. They risked every single thing they had. I mean, you know, look at George Washington, the richest man in the United States. He could have had the most amazing life and lived in the lap of luxury, okay, but he risked every single thing he had so people would have a better life.
Yeah, well put. Well, Rick, I will repeat what I said earlier. I am a big fan of the show, but of course I'm not alone. You don't get 500 episodes under your belt and go into a new season this month without an enormous viewing audience, and you guys got it, and I'm very, very happy for all of you and the whole family. Would you do me a favor, Rick? Would you come back and join us again? You're a great guest, and I love the show.
I'd love to be back on.
Okay, thanks, Rick. And we'll be watching season number, is it 17?
Season 17, that's on right now.
17, wow. Congratulations. And I'll see you soon in Las Vegas, okay?
All right, I'll see you there.
Okay, thanks, Rick. All right, bye-bye. Our special guest has been Rick Harrison. I really like this show, and I like him. He's a nice man. And, of course, it's Pawn Stars on the History Channel with a brand new season. And there's more to come on our show, but I do want to remind everybody, I invite you to visit our websites, which are ronseggi.com. That's ronseggi.com. And when you get there, there's an icon that says Listen Live. You can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We also have another website that you may want to visit, and it's called Seggi Sings. Seggi Sings. And when you visit that site, you'll learn all about our musical tour with my 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing offer.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is hitting the campaign trail after being indicted in the classified documents probe. In his first public appearance since the charges were unsealed, Trump on Saturday afternoon called the indictment, quote, ridiculous and baseless. President Biden will hold his first re-election campaign event next week in the swing state of Pennsylvania. The president will attend a political rally with union members in Philadelphia on June 17th. The U.S. is sending an additional $2 billion in security assistance to Ukraine. The U.S. has committed $40 billion in security assistance for Ukraine since Russia's invasion last year. The New York City Council is weighing a controversial reparations bill that calls for the creation of a 9-member task force to decide whether black New Yorkers deserve reparations for slavery. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
system. I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. One night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. You know, I never get tired of listening to music by those two gentlemen, Simon and Garfunkel, and their hits were so plentiful during the 60s and 70s, and they live on today because they're that good. And joining us right now is 50% of that team, a gentleman that we've had on the show several times, and it's good to have him back. Joining us right now is Art Garfunkel. Hi, Art. How you doing, my friend?
I'm feeling just fine. Hi, Ron.
It's so nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you for putting that pedestal underneath me. Every ego needs a little boost.
You can come by anytime you want. I'll be more than happy to put that pedestal. It's well-deserved, I want you to know. Now, I am so excited about this 59-song anthology, but you know what's more exciting than hearing all these great songs? Very difficult to play some of your favorites when they're all your favorites, but you have included in this now some songs that have never, ever been heard by the general public before.
Well, there's not a lot of them, Ron, so don't expect that we have to come out with. There's about 12 different things that people have never heard. In some cases, the record company went to recordings of shows we did, and they always picked the hot show where we're a good version of that song, so they substitute that for the well-known recording version, and it works. In some cases, they found songs that we just never put out. We had very little overage in our recording years, but there's Blues Run the Game, which we recorded and loved at the time, but somehow it never made our album. When we were in England a lot, we just never put it on our album. I don't know why. So it went into this box set. One day they came into us and wanted us to sing two Christmas songs for a sampler that the record company was putting out, and we usually decline that stuff, but we gave them God Rest You Merry Gentlemen and something else, and when I hear it back now, it is charming. It has a validity of its own just because the blend is nice.
It's funny you should mention that, because I was listening to the Cut One, and am I pronouncing this right by saying it Bleecker Street?
Right.
And I'm going to just play an excerpt of this, okay? And this is a, what they call in the business, a demo, an unissued demo. I'm just going to play a little segment of it.
Fog's rolling in off the East River Bank.
Now, a demo, for those individuals who may not know, is the copy that's kind of used for promotional purposes to see whether or not you go into production with it.
Right, a sketch of a future record.
That's right. A little bit of an architectural sketch. But amazing to me is that your demos are so good, they could be released because they sound like a finished product.
We were tight, weren't we? Oh. We had a blend.
Practice, practice, practice. Right?
That's right. That's what it comes down to. In our teenage years, we were remarkably serious about studying how we dictioned together and how we could really be as tight as possible.
This was a result of a project that spanned over 3 years. And some people may ask, why would it take so long to put a compiling of so many of your great songs together? Why couldn't it just happen? Why did this take so long?
I think it's all in the hunting. You have to keep getting back into finding everything that was recorded. As years go by, it gets very tricky to just simply find the good stuff. These are the original masters that are very faithfully reproduced to be first generation, and they constantly have to come up with new things and go further, send Paul and I what they've come up with. We would accept certain things, reject certain things. They go back further, looking at different shows that we had done.
You know, I failed to mention, and I love the title of this, is the name of this anthology, which is called Old Friends. And, you know, that can be taken, I guess, a couple of ways, aren't it? One, of course, old friends being you and Paul, and old friends being us, you and Paul.
Well, I can tell you how Sony looks at it, because they told me that the title for them was, these tunes, these 59 sides, these are the old friends. Oh, I like that.
I like that, too. Now, as we mentioned before, there's the demos, outtakes, and, of course, outtakes people love because that shows everybody that you're a real person. But, you know, I'm doing some addition here. Looks like there's about 14 or 15 of these things that we've never heard before. That's a pretty good selection.
Yeah, it is nice. It's got goodies in it. But it's not like there's a ton of future stuff. I suppose if they dug further, they'd find a few other cases where we tried something. We almost had Cuba C, Nixon No in there. That's because we used to disagree about whether that should go on the Bridge Over Troubled Water album, and we ended up not putting it there. And it came up again when Columbia wanted to put it in this release.
I probably have asked you this in the past, but I'm going to do it again. When you were recording these magnificently huge hits that were sung by not only yourself, but by other people, I mean, Elvis Presley even did a Bridge Over Troubled Waters rendition. Did you know what kind of an impact you were having, or were you just too busy and wrapped up in a day-to-day operation to
really know that you were affecting so many people's lives?
Something in between the two. We spent those years in the studio with the feeling you can't help but know that you're on the charts and you're at the top of the charts. So you feel like our efforts are really relating to the world at large, not just the United States. And it's a huge turn on, Ron. You feel a tremendous winner's complex as if this is all working. So it excites you, and it brings you to the height of your confidence and your powers, and you take all that energy and you pour it into the next day's work in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It was only at the end of that five-year run in 1970 that I first really began to get out and look around and go to parties and see I had the respect of all my famous colleagues, and my body of work stood as a calling card.
I've seen your show on stage. It is a magnificent performance of talent, excitement, heartwarming. It hits all the senses.
How nice of you to say.
And it's true. And I often wonder if it's easier doing it, Art, as a soloist. And I must first tell everyone, Art Garfunkel does not go up on the stage by himself. He's got a magnificent band behind him and backup singers, and it does the whole show. But is it somewhat different than going up there with a partner, knowing that the decisions you make are your decisions and you can do what you want to do?
Yeah, it feels very healthy. I have a lot of strength in my own point of view and confidence in what I do, and being a partner for all those years, while it worked in terms of the public and it made a real blend, it was difficult. There was a tremendous amount of deferring that's required to be a team player, and I did it as long as I could do it, and then it's tough. I have only compassion for me and for Paul in terms of how hard it is to sustain the cooperation needed for a partnership when you have two rich characters full of their own autonomy, you know? So I enjoy very much now shaping my own show, setting up the tune so that the key falls exactly where I want it to fall.
Sure. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you if your lovely wife is going to be making this next tour with you, because I know that she sang on stage here.
She'll be in Atlantic City with me when I go there, and she won't be part of the Far East tour, but we're setting up shows now for wherever possible. She'll be on tour.
Now I'm going to ask you the unfair question of the year.
Here it comes.
Oh, boy, I apologize for this.
I'm hunkering down now, Ron.
Get ready for this one, Art, okay? All of these great songs, every one of them 100% marvelous. What's your favorite?
Well, I have been asked this before. It always goes to Scarborough Fair.
Really?
Because it's the flowingest of all of them. It seems so natural, that one.
Yeah.
I remember when we recorded it, it was like just getting out of the way and letting it write it wrote itself and recorded itself through you.
Mm-hmm.
You just listened to what had been done, and you knew what had to be done next. There was no human being involved. It's just the music god expressing itself. So that, to me, flows like no other one on all our albums.
Well, Art, I want to thank you for the millions of hours that you've given to so many people around the world. And, of course, the new CD is called Old Friends. It's a 59-song anthology containing every chart hit, plus 15 unissued outtakes, unissued demos, and, of course, performed by the best, Simon and Garfunkel. Art, thank you so much. You're a terrific guest. I wish you'd come back here every week. You know that?
When you come down and visit, nice to me.
You can come down and visit us.
I will do that.
Okay?
Bye-bye. Ron.
Thanks so much, Art.
I don't know if you could count up the number of hit records that Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel recorded, wrote. It's unbelievable. And they just mastered all of the top slots of the Billboard's record charts across the country when they were at the top of their game back in the 60s and the 70s. But boy, I tell you something, when they used to go out in concert as a duo, and when they still go out in concert as individuals, they pack them in because the memories, as they say, just keep on coming. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come. Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. And according to Art Garfunkel, this is his favorite song.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cowrie shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Without no sea or light, the world
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. And joining us on the show, this portion of the program, from Bon Jovi, none other than Richie Sambora. Hi, Richie. How you doing?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Before we talk about anything else, I want to tell you firsthand, right out of the chute, I enjoy your work. You are very good at what you do when you hang that guitar on you.
Oh,
Thanks very much, man. I have a lot of fun, man. We're very, very lucky to have the success that we've had throughout the years. And we're approaching about 100 million records right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're just about there. We're about, like, you know, 99 and change right now. And we just put a new record out called This Left Feels Right. And it's a compilation of all our greatest hits, but it's done in a different way. And we're so proud of it. It's such a neat record, man. You know, as a songwriter, it's very flattering when you can take a song and change it. Like, for instance, Living on a Prayer with this big, you know, this big anthem. And then, you know, when we did the 9/11 thing right after 9/11,
right,
we turned it into this very kind of acoustic somber moment with a violin, and it lived. The song still lived. I guess you can't mess up a good song, you know.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that you are right. That song did sound great as an acoustic version, but it is risky business when you turn around and go back and try to redo something that was so used to being heard one way. I mean, that can sometimes backfire.
Absolutely. On this particular record, none of it backfired. That's what made it such a pleasure. We had such a good time doing it, and all of our greatest hits lived in a different light, so it was a lot of fun.
That is the sign, I guess, the test of the old saying, the test of time, if a song is good, especially for a songwriter. I mean, you know, if you can do different versions, look how many different versions of, like, holiday music is done. It still sells because originally it's good stuff.
Or different versions of Beatles, you know, Beatles songs.
That's even a better example.
Artists cover those kind of things. So.
Just can't figure a new version of I Can't Get No Satisfaction. I just, for some reason, can't hear another version of that.
Yeah, some certain songs that are going to be, like, etched in stone forever.
Right.
The great thing about what was happening in the times of the 60s, the turbulent times, the artistic times, you know. I mean, for me, I think the 60s were the renaissance of music. There were so many different types of music that were happening there and accepted in the 60s. And it was just a wonderful time to be growing up, as I was at that point in time, and learning music as I was at that point in time.
It's nice to hear you say that. I think 50s was, of course, the birth of rock and roll music, but I grew up in the 60s also, and you're right. I mean, you could turn on the radio, and you could hear Bobby Vinton, you could hear Vanilla Fudge, you could hear the Yardbirds, you could hear the Beatles, you could hear the Stones,
Bob Dylan, and
Bob Dylan.
Simon, I mean,
a variety of everything.
Yeah, it seemed to be, you know, it started to change somehow in the 70s, and people got pigeonholed. Like, if you were into, okay, one person's going to be into, like, metal, and one guy's going to be into disco, and then they didn't really kind of go across the next avenue and see the next kind of beauty in the next street, you know what I mean?
Well, I know exactly what you mean. Now, there were so many times in the 60s that, of course, the crossover hit was the big thing, you know, and songs like, I was just listening to the radio this past weekend, and I was listening to this song, I can't even remember the comedian did it, but it was the song about Camp Granada, Hello Mother, Hello Father.
Alan Sherman.
That was a top 40 hit alongside of the Singing Nun and Dominique, and then you'd play I Want to Hold Your Hand.
And then, you know, Jimi Hendrix.
Right. It's unbelievable. And you mentioned Jimi Hendrix. I happen to know through my sources that people like Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, Jeff Beck were highly influential on your career.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, those guys, to me, as guitar players, because they played with so much emotion when they took their solos, you know, they surrounded themselves with these great songs, number one. And as a musician, you know, songs are obviously your voice.
Sure.
But then to be able to actually take an emotional solo and to pour your soul into it, I mean, you could see it in their body that they were into it completely.
Yeah.
And that made me want to pick up a guitar and play. You know, guys like Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck and the Allman Brothers. I mean, it's just, the list goes on and on and on. You know, as a musician and as a songwriter and as a singer, I think that, you know, you take all your influences and you put them in this big melting pot, and somehow it becomes you stylistically.
Do you know James Burton?
Oh, yeah.
James is a dear friend. And there's another good example of a guy who's, you know, really a purist when it comes to playing guitar. I mean, the guy is a genius at it.
Absolutely.
And has influenced a ton of people, and still plays just as well. You talk about test of time, plays just as well today as he did behind Ricky Nelson and Elvis.
Oh, absolutely. I saw James not too long ago at one of those guitar shows, and he's doing well.
He's doing very, very well. You are very good out as a solo act, but is it a different environment? It's not easy being in a group. I was a soloist. You know, it's nice because you tell the backup band this is the way it's done. But when you're in a group, it tends to be a little bit more cumbersome to do that. Did you find it tougher?
No, I give good band.
I got to remember that line.
Playing team, I think that's why the band is still together. I mean, we're still the same guys, you know. I think we're having more fun now than we ever did. I mean, we laugh and we look at each other and we just go, ah, we're past the point of breaking up already. John and I went through our Mick and Keith moments, you know, a long, long time ago.
Do you stay away from one another when you're not performing so that you keep it fresh when you're on stage?
No, not necessarily. John and I just bought a football team together. We just bought an arena football team.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. So we're all over the place. We, you know, we actually stay in cahoots pretty good.
That's terrific. Now, if your young daughter came to you one day and said, Dad, I want to be a rock and roll star, would you encourage her? Because it's a tough racket. You know that.
It depends on the top. Like, right now, the music business is in such a bad state. I would encourage her to be an artist, but to go out and try to make a living at music at this point, it's kind of a tough call, you know? I mean, I hate to say that, but between the downloading and piracy right now, it's so hard to make a living out there. When you're a new band, and people are basically stealing your music, and you have to pay managers and agents and road crews and hotels, and, you know, if you want to get around the world and tour, which is the only way to get the music to the people, really, it costs a lot of money to do that. I think it's a real hard thing to do now because there's so much music sharing and downloading and piracy and all that other stuff. I mean, really, the business is down 35%.
And the fact of the matter is, it's so hard to get airplay these days. The days of going in with an acetate and saying, hey, would you play this? And 2 minutes later, they got it on the air and you got some regional sales. It's
sure,
over,
man. You're dealing with all the corporate radio stuff and all that other stuff right now, these big corporate conglomerates. So it's not like a DJ that has a personal say in what.
That's right. The hourly pick hit of the week or something of that
exactly.
nature.
Exactly. There's some consultant that's picking what he's playing. So.
Only the radio business and the record business lost on that, but also the listeners lost on it. I don't know if there'd be another Bon Jovi or Elvis Presley or the Beatles with this system.
You never know. You know, I mean, honestly, though, I'll tell you what. You can't stop a good song.
No, so, you can't. That's right.
You know, you have to have hope, and as a writer, you just hope that you write a great song that connects with humankind, you know, and when that happens, luckily for John and I, we've done it on numerous occasions, and I mean, we have like around 20 top 40 hits. I think we got 5 number ones, a bunch of number twos, and 4s and 5s, and you know, so we got lots of stuff where we connected, and I think you can't stop.
No, you can't. I'm glad you haven't.
Stop,
but if you stop long enough to come down, please let us know so you can be our VIP guest. Okay, Richie?
You got it, bud. Check it out. It's a
playing
new record.
Richie, thanks for joining us. Good luck.
You too, Rob.
Thanks, Richie. Our special guest, Richie Sambora, of course, from Bon Jovi.
And after a quick break, we're coming right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include legendary singer Paul Anka, also from Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison, from the team of Simon and Garfunkel, Art Garfunkel, and from the group Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora. Next hour, Richard Hack will be here. He has penned a book about Howard Hughes, and I tell you, he has uncovered more stories about this legendary individual who was so popular back in the 70s and 80s, and his popularity is still going on today. And then later on, we have Tony Harris from the History Channel and Dr. Mike in our Lifestyle segment. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.